Novi Yerushalmi, corresponding to Novi Babli, Daf Nun Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, on the 16th line, Novi Shenitma B'Sofik. Novi Shenitma B'Sofik, which is a Yochid, Ve'enai B'Pesach, Ve'Hoshe Rabba Omar HaNovi Megaleach. Novi became Sofik Tomei in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and it's not Pesach. Rabbi Yosha Rabba said, the Novi shaved because he's considered a Badai Tomei. Rabbi Yochan Omar in a Novi Megaleach, the Tanin and Tamon, called Tuma, Minameis, Shanovi Megaleach Alea, Hayov Malea, Alvias Migdash, Rotuma, Minameis, Shaina Novi Megaleach Alea, and Hayov Malea, Alvias Migdash. Rabbi Yochan said the Novi did not shave because we learned any Tumas Meis which a Novi shave, one is liable for it for B.S. Mikdash. Any Tumas Mesa which a Novi does not shave, one is not liable for it for B.S. Mikdash, and one is not liable for Sofik Tumah in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Yochid, Shenitma, B'Sofik, Rosh Hashanah Yochid, B'Pesach, Rehusha Omar, Yitra L'Pesach Sheni. An individual became Sofik Tomei in Rosh Hashanah Yochid at the time to offer Korban Pesach. Rehusha said he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni because he's considered Vadai Tomei. Rabbi Yochan said we send him to Derech HaHoika, means far away, to exempt him so that he won't have to be in the Korban Pesach because he's considered only a Sofek Tomei. Achki Haida Amar Rabbi Yochan on Nitma Tumas, she's a Beis HaPras, Meshalchin Oisai Derech HaHoika. Like Rabbi Yochan taught that if he became Tomei through Beis HaPras, since there's only a Medrabon, we send him to Derech HaHoika. Sibur, she Nitma, Basafek Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Bepesach, Rabbi Yochan Omar, Yasa B'Tzvikon, if it's Sibur, with the majority, became Sofik Tomei in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, at Pesach, Rabbi Yochan says they offer Pesach amidst the Sofik, they strive to offer B'Tahara, even if they are really Tomei, they may offer and eat Pesach. Rabbi Yoshe Omar Yasa B'Tumah, Rabbi Yoshe says they offer it B'Tumah. After, Rabbi Yoshe Rabba, Moidi, she Yasa B'Tzvikon, the Omar Rabbi Yoshe Ella L'Chumim. Even Rosh Hashanah Rabba agrees that they offer amidst the Sofik, Rabbi Yoshe said only to be stringent, no Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yochan Amar B'Shem Rabbi Benaya, Yisrael Orel, Mazen Alav, Shekem Arsina, Shekibla, V'Yisrael Midbar, Hazayas Arelim. Rabbi Yochan, quoting Rabbi Benaya, said that a Yisrael Orel, uncircumcised Yisrael, we sprinkle the Paradumah's waters on him because we find that our fathers in the Midbar received Hazor when they were Arelim, because before offering the Pesach and the Gilgal, just after entering Eretz Yisrael, that time, many were Arelim. Amr of Chista, Asya, Command Amr, Yud Aleph, Molu, Bram, Command Amr, Basiri, Molu, Loi, Monu, Hazayas Arelim. Chista said this is like the opinion that they circumcised on the 11th of Nisan, according to the opinion that they circumcised on the 10th. We need not say that Arelim received Azor, perhaps the first Azor was on the 10th after Mila, and the latter was on Erev Pesach. Amr be Abin, Mekom Mokom, Loi, Monu, Hazayas Arelim. Abin says in any case, no matter which day they circumcised, we need not say that Arelim received Azor, he holds that they bought the Pesach B'Tumah. Ulaza B'Shem Rabbi Chanina, Ma'aseh V'Kohen Orel, Shehuza B'Rochshu Hazayosav. Ulaza, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said that a case occurred in which a Kohen Orel received Hazor, and they ruled that his Hazor is kosher. Tani, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, Oime, Istar, Tiyos, V'Shem Mitzirim, Hayu B'Yerushalayim, V'Tavlu V'Ochlu Pischem Na'erev. Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov says in the Baisa, there were appointees and people who guard gates in Yerushalayim, and they circumcised in Erev Pesach and immersed and ate the Pesach that night.